Okay, we'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories. They're coming to you live on WPCA Radio 93.1 out of Amory, Wisconsin. Lots of you reach us on the internet, however you found us. We don't care. We just thank you for tuning in. My name is Mike Murtha, and next to me is Ed Schmidt. And this is the start of our eighth year of doing this show. Eddie, can you believe that?
I can't believe it.
I know. I can't either. We never held a job this long for anything. But thank you to all those people that have supported us. Our show always features a guest, and tonight we have Rudy from Baldwin, Wisconsin, Rudy Rudisil. And I'm not sure how you got that nickname, Rudy Rudisil, but anyhow, we'll talk about that later. He will be sharing some live music and some lively stories, and we're going to get to know Rudy. Some of you folks already know him. So sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors that this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. And we hope that you do too, and we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Let's get started, yeah. Once again, we want to say hello to everybody and thank you for tuning us in. This is Trigger Happy Memories, and we got a brand new show again. We're excited to start into our eighth year, like we were talking about, Eddie. This has been pretty remarkable. We've done this long.
It's remarkable you roped me into doing this for this long.
I had this idea years ago, and I said, Eddie, guess what I'm thinking about doing? He's, oh boy, now what are you going to talk me into? Well, 8 years later, here we sit. But it's been a fun ride, hasn't it?
Yep, it sure has.
Yeah, it's been great. We had some fun last Saturday. Nice gathering of people remembering Uncle Bob Holmes. I'm sure a lot of you folks have remember, as we say hello to people through the show, that we've mentioned his name many times. He passed away mid-September, and they did a memorial service for him over here at the Birch Street Lounge, just around the corner from the studio here. And nice turnout. We had my brother John came up and played. Greg Wheeler was there. Kevin Loudon.
Yep.
And lots of people that we haven't seen.
Our drummer Carl and Rick Lombardo.
Rick Lombardo.
Up and sang. And
Gay Magnifici was there and sang with us. Yeah. Those who don't know who Bob Holmes was, I'm sure most up here do, but he was the manager at the Country Dam for many years. And he was the one that kind of got us started. We were young kids, and he saw something in us and hired us, and we were there for about 13 years. So had a great run with the Country Dam. So, Eddie, you did a little something this summer with Chris Cruzy. You did some front work with him for you and
Rick Stenner and I and Carl and my son Ethan. We played a little bit. There was a party out at the, I think it's called Brautine now, it used to be Crickets.
Yeah.
And Chris and my son Ethan played out the rest of the night after we did that front for him, and it was a nice party out there.
And yeah, Chris Cruzy, and then, like you said, Ethan, your son, plays with him when he puts the full group or even just the two of them. He'll go out and
full group, and he does a lot of two-piece with him, too. But I am going to get to do a Christmas show with him down at the big theater down there in Eau Claire right before Christmas on that Friday. So,
yeah, well, nice. Well, we're going to say hello to our guest. We have Rudy Rudisil from Baldwin. Rudy, hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking the time to come up here.
And thanks for having me.
Yeah, we've kind of known each other from a distance for a number of years.
Watched you play a lot over the years, both of you.
Yeah, I suppose. I saw you doing some, like a single at in Hammond, a few places.
Yeah.
The old hotel, you used to be up there.
Play there a lot,
Yeah, and it's called Shoogies now, I think, but the bar down the street, you used to do some stuff there.
Yeah, and then across the street at Raz's,
I
played when it was the old cabin. I think that's my first gigs was with Backroads with John Melky.
Okay, yeah.
And myself.
Sure, so you've been right in our backyard for a number of years. And growing up in the Baldwin area.
Yep.
New Centerville is where you...
Yeah, New Centerville was home. That was Everything I learned about singing, I learned in the New Centerville Church.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah. So, and we ask everybody this question that you probably started at a young age, I'm guessing. But what inspired you to get going?
Well, singing mainly. My sisters, I had twin sisters, and they're older than I am. But they sang every day or every Sunday in church, and they sang harmonies, you know, and they just harmonized beautifully. Mm. And then they, like I said, they were 7 years older than me, so they had like Peter, Paul, and Mary records and New Christy Minstrels and all those people that, you know, sang. And I just, when I was, you know, 6, 8 years old, I remember singing along with them when they were teenagers and stuff. And so that's, you know, and then, of course, the normal stuff, you know, the Beatles and, you know, all that. That Mamas and the Papas, I was always into vocals, I guess. Sure. I never, still can't play guitar, but I can sing, you know, when my voice works.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I was into, like, Mamas and the Papas and the Grassroots and people that harmonized.
Yeah.
I was always intrigued with harmonies.
Oh, that's... You know, my older brother, John, had... Buck Owens records and different. We bought Beatles records. Eddie, your brother Steve had
a lot of Beatles. And
Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And he'd listen.
Hermits.
Yeah.
And
so
like that.
It's some pretty good songs that influenced us.
Yeah, right.
Then you learn how to. Did you take lessons on guitar?
No, no. I just, you know, bought a Mel Bay book and it told you to put this finger here and this one here and. that's still how I do it. Half the chords I play, I don't know what they...
you accompany yourself very well, and that's really all that matters.
Yeah.
We're going to come back, and we got lots of stories to talk about, but we're going to have you sing a song, if you wouldn't mind, and we got a few spots for you to sing here, so...
Yeah, I'll do this Jerry Jeff Walker song. It's called Contrary to Ordinary. Never lived my life through other people's eyes. Guess I've always been the one that they said. Too tall, too late, too early. Yes, he's the one. He ought to be in the circus. He's having too much fun. Just a one-man band, the one-man gypsy circus. I'm finding out each piece of the puzzle has a purpose. Yeah, drifting and dreaming, well, that might be my fate. Staring down the devil's throat, chasing aces and eights. I was contrary to ordinary, even as a child, 'cause fast freights made me wander, and full moons they drove me wild. The stories to come true, just gotta live your life in episodes. Just keeping one eye on a good lady now, with one eye always on that open road. Don't put no tombstone on my grave. Just have my friends throw a great big party. Spread my ashes across waves. Don't bring down no preacher man to tighten up my past. Just tell them how I love to live, how I love to sing and laugh and make them dance. I was contrary to ordinary, even as a child,
Cause fast freights still make me wonder, and full moons they still drive me wild. Stories do come true, just gotta live your life in episodes. Just keeping one eye on a good lady now, with one eye always on that open road. Your lady, your lady, you're my lady now, now, now.
That is Rudy Rudisell from Baldwin, Wisconsin. So glad you're here, Rudy. This is WPCA Radio 93.1, Trigger Happy Memories, and we have a new show and a new guest, and we are having some fun already. That's a good song.
Yeah, I like that song.
Yeah.
I always liked that.
Jerry Jeff.
Yep.
You said he did not write that.
No, he didn't write. It was written by another, like a guy named Billy Ray Weber or something, wrote the song. But
somebody from way down south.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. One of my favorite songs of Jerry Jeff is Jaded Lover.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
Just, he had such a just amazing voice.
Yeah. He was my first entry into, you know, that first, that Viva Terlingua's album with, you know, the Up Against the Wall and London Homesick Blues. And that's where I discovered Guy Clark, who's like my hero. He was my musical hero.
Because
he wrote Desperados, Waiting for a Train from that album.
Okay. Yeah, and, we did a lot of that music at the Country Dam years ago, with, and it was just, it was party music. It was just, really, really good stuff. Yeah, and you you play a lot of wineries, do a lot of stuff by yourself, you work by yourself a lot.
Yeah, like 95 or even 98% of solo.
Sure.
Every now and then, if I can get John to come out and play a song or two with me.
John Melky?
John Melky,
sure.
And Fizz and I have done a couple things, but it's been a couple years now since.
Yeah.
Because Fizz Kaiser was like one of my biggest local influences.
Sure. Yep.
Now, John, he's the one that's got, has he got that recording studio down River Falls?
No, Fizz? That's
Is that a different John?
Yeah, that's John Nelson, Jonathan Earle.
Oh, okay.
John Nelson. Yeah, that's where I recorded two of my two CDs was with Jonathan.
Okay.
At Jonathan's place, yeah. Farmhouse Records.
Okay.
Oh,
he's got it out in the granary. He's got a nice studio. Yeah, nice.
Yeah. And you do a lot of playing at nursing homes. That's one.
Yeah, that's mostly what I do now.
Sure.
You know, I still do wineries and, you know, a couple of bars, like Johnny's in River Falls, because it's kind of the home bar, and I still play there. But I mostly just do wineries and places that book like 2 to 5 in the afternoon on a Saturday or Sunday, you know. And then nursing homes. I do, I've done, well, before COVID, it was probably 60 or 70 of them around the state. But since COVID, I'm back up to probably 40 or 50.
Good for you.
I did four this week, and I'm done for the week. I did them Monday, Tuesday, and then two yesterday.
Do you bring in a small PA system?
No, I don't bring anything.
Okay.
I've never been accused of being quiet. So
Well, we're talking about Uncle Bob Holmes. He was at the memory care, and he said he sure liked you. He'd tell me about... you were in there.
He always wanted to hear, I think, Amanda.
Amanda?
He always wanted to hear Amanda.
That's
so I'd play it. He'd say, you can play Amanda, can't you? And I said, yes, sure.
Favorite song. Yeah, we had to do that one on Saturday. But let's go back to some more music, and we'll come back with some more stories with Rudy Rudisell, Mike Rudisell. So what else you got in mind there?
Well, how about if I do an original here? Wrote this song like 45 years ago, living in Arizona and thinking about home, thinking about New Centerville and Baldwin and River Falls and my friends, and kind
of
wondering.
Let the folks know what key we're doing it in, because some of the people are at home strumming along.
It's in G.
Three up from the big ends at one.
Okay. Right.
Good.
That's the way I learned.
And New Centerville, those folks should know, it's a population of about less than 30 people, right?
Oh, yeah. Quite a bit less, I think.
Yeah.
The Lefevers, there's a few of them there.
Yeah,
so they,
and I know but, some of those guys.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a...
cute little community.
Yeah, that was home. It's still home. I still play the New Centerville Days, they call it, every year.
Okay.
I've been doing that for like 10 years or so.
Sure, nice. Yeah, so... All right.
All right. Well, this one's called God's Country Revisited.
And you wrote this?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
This is an old one of mine.
Sure.
This living out here in the desert makes me know what I miss about home. The sound of the breeze blowing piles of leaves as you walk through the woods all alone. And you walk down the road by a hayfield where the smell of the clovers is sweet. It brings a tear to my eyes and makes me realize that there'll only be one home for me. And what am I doing here? And then when I think of my friends there and all them good times that we'd always had, just chasing bright lights on some Saturday night, just taking any kind of luck that comes by. And you stop at some bar in Pierce County where there's bound to be someone you know. You stay and drink for a while and I'll leave with a smile for the next bar 10 miles down the road. Yeah, what am I doing here? There's a party down by Rush River with a big fire that's burning so bright, with the stars in the sky and the people high and the music was playing all night. Don't let the someone I'm cruising down some back roads with a bottle of wine. They'll stop and sit by a stream and drift off to a dream, just let the nature take a load off your mind. Let's go fishing today, not go to work till tomorrow, maybe the next day. And I know that the someone I'm cruising down some back roads with a bottle of wine, they'll stop and sit by a stream and drift off to a dream, just letting nature take a load off your mind. You know that God's country is sure looking fine. Dreams, I can't get those old woods off my mind.
Very, very nice. This is Rudy Rudisell from Baldwin, and he is our guest tonight here on Trigger Happy Memories, WPCA Radio 93.1. And very nice that you were in Arizona homesick for...
Yeah, I was like 21 or 22. Sure. No, I guess I was... older than that. I forget how old I am now. Yeah, that's a...
we all forget how old we are now.
Oh, that's really good stuff. Reminds me a little bit of what, like, Fizz Kaiser's writing, too. Just some good stories. And
He's... Well, I think he's a master of writing. He's written some great ballads.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. You took a little trip recently here, Rudy. You and your wife, Patty, went to Texas.
Yeah, to just last week.
Yeah. Luckenbach.
Went to Luckenbach, saw Hayes Carl and the Band of Heathens and Alison Moore and Bruce Robinson, and there was 2,000 people at the outdoor concert. It was just awesome. Beautiful night, 70 degrees.
Hmm. Was it a lot of, like, Texas... Texas swing kind of music?
Well, not them so much. You know, Hayes is a singer-songwriter.
Okay.
And then the Bandy Heathens, who I wasn't at all familiar with, they were awesome.
Mm.
Really good, five or six piece, and they all kind of mixed together. They all would play together. They'd come out. And Todd Snyder was supposed to be at the show too, but he's having surgery or something. So they were all doing Todd Snyder songs and taking turns and honoring him too in it. Yeah, the local stuff was really fun too, because there was music everywhere. There was every time we went there, there was either a country band or a solo. It was great. There was music everywhere.
Nice. Yeah. So, well, we'll come back and talk about some more of that. I'm going to try something here, Eddie.
You are. Hard to believe you throw a song at us that we never did before.
Never heard this before. No, but I learned this out in Arizona. We've been fortunate to spend winters out there the last few winters and got to know some good friends, that are musicians, Tom Bow and Connie, and we got doing some music in some of the churches out there and got together at a few little house parties too. But he showed me this song. It's called Pass It On. And Eddie, you thought this song might have been in your praise book.
Yeah, right? One of the praise books at church. I remember seeing this, I think. So.
Yeah, it shows it was published in 1969. And Tom was at a Bible camp back in high school and brought his guitar and did this for 2-3 years during high school. And this is one of the songs he would do for all the kids as they were entertaining for the summer. So I'll see if I can do it here. So, Eddie, I'm going to rely on you doing a solo on this, too, yeah. Even though you've never done it before.
Okay.
And plus, sing a little harmony, too, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah. Do you need me to light your cigarette or anything?
If you wouldn't mind, yes. So, okay, and I got chords there for you, Rudy, if you want.
Yeah, I just confused myself, probably. So.
All right, we'll see if we can do it. It only takes a spark to get a fire going, and soon all those around can warm up its glowing. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you spread His love to everyone you want to pass it on. What a wondrous time in spring, when all the trees are budding, the birds begin to sing, the flowers start their blooming. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you wanna sing. It's fresh like spring. You wanna pass it on. I wish for you, my friend, this happiness that I found. You can depend on Him. It matters not where you're bound. I'll shout it from the mountaintop. I want the world to know the Lord of love has come to me. I want to pass it on. Eddie, see if you can do a little solo.
I'll shout it from the mountaintops. I want the world to know the Lord of love has come to me. I want to pass it on. The Lord of love has come to me. I want to pass it on.
We made her. Good job, Eddie.
Thanks.
Yes. So, not
probably
too bad
have to do that one in church.
I know it. I think we could do it in our church, and some of the things we did in your church just would fit in very nicely. So, Yeah, that's a keeper, I think. Tom, Bo, thank you, and Connie, for teaching me that. So, yeah.
I just got turned on to a new group I didn't realize was doing. I was a couple days over to a good friend's, Doug Gorton's, and we were watching some YouTube videos. He goes, "Have you ever seen these guys?" And it's the Brothers of Love or something about brothers, but Jimmy Fortune.
Okay, yep. Oh, I did see that.
Yeah.
Aren't those guys
Brothers
great?
Of the Heart.
Yeah.
That's what it was. But Jimmy Fortune. Want to talk about some neat stuff, and then they'll do any type of song, you know.
Sure.
Boy, talk about, and they're all great singers, and then there's one guy sitting in a wheelchair that does the bass stuff.
Right.
He's phenomenal, but if you get a chance, listen to him.
Yes, Brothers from the Heart, I think it is. Yep. Yeah, Jimmy Fortune, who was with the Statler Brothers.
Yep.
Oh,
that's Jimmy.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, really good stuff. But, last month is actually supposed to mark us doing starting our eighth year of doing this, but I was in Ireland. And so we were not able to do it then, but we had a great time. It was a church group that went there, saw lots of cool sights in churches and castles and all kinds of cool things. And, matter of fact, I got a slideshow I brought with me tonight for you guys out in the lobby. I got a screen set up. Bob, you're sticking around. Cool. Call up Lou Ann, see if she wants to come over. It's about a two and a half hour presentation. So, Rudy, Patty, okay with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's my vacation. No, but we had a good time. It was Eddie. You were in Ireland three, four years ago.
Yeah, we went with another couple, and it was fun. And just the way those people talk, and people trying to pull jokes on you, but the ones that talk so deep into the language, it's hard to understand them. But
yeah,
so like when we stopped and I was going to order another drink at this pub, and the guy says, "Well, what's your wife want?" I said, "She's good." He says, "I know she's good, but what's she want to drink?"
Well, I had kind of a similar situation. This older woman, we were at the airport, and she grew up in Ireland, but she lived in the States. And she walks over and she said, "Is anybody sitting next to you in that chair?" And I said, "No, get over here and sit down." "Hey, don't be bossing me around like that, laddie." And she says, "I'm just kidding." And then she says, "Where are you from?" I said, "Wisconsin." "Oh, I hope to heck you're not a Republican." And I said, I didn't really say anything. I didn't know what to say. And he says, "Oh, it doesn't really matter. I don't really give a damn." And then, so we covered a lot of territory in a short amount of time. But she was 83 years old and the most just funny. And we sat and visited for quite a while. And she said, "Thank you so much for taking the time to visit with me." I thought, I'm going to remember this conversation.
That's so fun when things like that happen, yeah.
No kidding, yeah. So let's get back to some music here again. Rudy, we got Rudy Rudisil here, who does lots of music by himself, playing out nursing homes, wineries.
But he's got to put up with us two tonight.
Yeah.
This is great. This is
we're just glad
somebody that actually knows the chords, you know, playing.
So you want to do another tune there, Rudy?
Well, let's do that. Let's do Ripple.
Okay.
This is an old Grateful Dead song.
Oh, okay. Can I tell the story that what Fizz said about you doing nursing homes?
Yeah, sure.
And he said, "Rudy, you can't be doing Grateful Dead at the nursing homes. I'll have to teach you some country music."
Yeah. Well, it is kind of funny. I was playing at one, and this little old lady comes up with her walker. She looks at me and says, "You do any Bob Dylan?" And I said, "Yeah, I can do a bunch of Dylan. I don't usually do it here." She said, "Well, you know, he's a senior citizen too, you know." And I said, "Yeah, you're right, he is." So I did a Dylan song for her.
Well, cool. Yeah.
If my words did blow, with the gold of sunshine. And my tunes were played on the harp unstrung. Would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near as it were your own? It's a hand-me-down. The thoughts are broken. Perhaps they're better left unsung. Well, I don't know. I don't really care. Let there be songs to fill the air, yeah. Ripple in still waters where there is no pebble toss nor wind to blow. Reach out your hand. If your cup is empty, if your cup is full, may it be again. Let it be known that there is a fountain that was not made by the hands of man. There is a road, no simple highway. It's between the dawn and the dark of night. And if you should go, no one may follow, cause that path is for your steps alone. Ripple in still waters where there is no pebble toss nor wind to blow. For you that choose the lead must follow, but if you fall alone. And if you should stand, then who would guide you? Or if I knew the way, I would take you home.
Good, that is Rudy, yes. Rudy Rudisso from Baldwin, Wisconsin area. And
River Falls, mostly. I've been in River Falls for about 30 years now,
okay.
Off and on.
Sure.
Yeah. Baldwin's home.
Baldwin's home. That's where you went to high school?
Yeah.
In Baldwin. Yep, sure. Yeah, we were talking earlier. I knew a Randy Rudisso that played bass with, I think, the Olsom brothers.
Pat Olsom and Terry?
Pat used to do some sound with us years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he played...
I saw him last summer. I think I saw him at in Baldwin at the Bar and Grill thing.
Okay,
there,
sure.
Phoenix or whatever it's called.
Yeah. So, anyhow, we're having some fun here. Eddie Schmidt, are you going to do a little tune there? Or?
I guess we sure could if we need to.
Yeah. We saved a slot here for you.
Yeah. I was thinking about last Thursday when, was it Thursday when you and I in Swanee were playing for that old-time dance out at the Rooster and got about 20 minutes into it and our little drum machine, it's only from 1992. I got to talk to Dave Feierheisen and see if I still got a warranty
there
on it.
There could be a little something left on
there's got to be something left. And it started acting up and with all the beats we had, I had put together were suddenly gone, and we had to use the presets, but we got through it.
It was fun. Yeah, it was Dave Swanson from the White Sidewalls, and we put this together last year. Somebody approached me about doing some old time. They could not find a small 2-3 piece polka band for Oktoberfest. I said, well, we grew up playing old time music. We can put something together. So Eddie and I and Swanee put this together, and we did about 4 or 5 of these things last year after we did one. And we did this one again, and we got some more coming up. I play tuba, and Swanee plays sax, and Eddie plays some sax, and Eddie plays accordion. So we throw in our country stuff too, but we call it the Polka Mess, M-E-S. Mike, Eddie, Swanee, not Polka Mass. That's Catholic. You know,
yeah. So. All right.
Anyhow,
so here's a song by.
Sorry, Eddie, I used up all your time. We'll have to move on.
I can't. Not enough time. Well, you guys go ahead. No, this is. One called Nothing Short of Dying in the Key of G. Should have told her more I loved her. I should have spent more time at home. Should have's really hard important. Cause now the fact is that she's gone. If I just listen to my conscience, when it said don't let her go, and if she's wonder how I'm doing, well I think she ought to know that I find myself praying more than I ever did before. And I find my heart is breaking each time her memory slammed the door. And I find myself crying and trying to hold on. Cause there ain't nothing short of dying that's worse than being left alone. Thought I'd be just fine without her. I'd be a happy man. But the hurt inside of lonesome is what I didn't understand. And the lessons that I've learned, Lord, I'm learning all too well. I used to spend in heaven, been replaced by nights of hell, and I find myself praying more than I ever did before. And I find my heart is breaking each time her memory slammed the door. And I find myself crying and trying to hold on. Cause there ain't nothing short of dying the worse than being left alone. Cause there ain't nothing short of dying the worse than being left alone.
nice. That's Eddie Schmidt doing a Travis Tritt song.
Travis Tritt, yeah.
I forgot about that minor at the very end. That's pretty cool.
There's an E flat in there right at the end.
E flat there. I hope now the guy that was playing along in their at home caught that. So we're going to say hello to a few folks. I guess we're about that time. Night, if you got some you can think of there too, Rudy. But I'm going to start by saying hello to Putz and Julie, Dan and Beth Wall, Tom Klinger, Teresa from Turtle Lake. I'll tell that story in a couple of minutes here. But we met her over in Ireland, and she's from Turtle Lake. But Tom and Connie Bowe from Clear Lake, Minnesota. Nick and Diane from Santan Valley, Arizona. Renee Butler, Gary Lubick from River Falls. Rodney Sather from Richfield, Minnesota. Jim Bjorkman from Sunburst, Montana. Shirley Halliburton, thank you for the nice letter you sent me, Shirley. Gary McIntyre, Scott Nash, and Bill Klopp, who is an announcer here.
Yep.
He had a little surgery going on, didn't he, here? Eddie, how's he doing?
I think
he hasn't had it now.
He hasn't had it. Okay, but he's one of the announcers here. But I know he's a great supporter of us here, too. Of course, my wife, Debbie, and Judith Hansen-Jorgensen. So with that, I'll pass the ball to you there, Eddie.
Thanks, Mike. Say hi to my wife, Joanne, and cousin Char in the truck. And I want to say hi to Denny Marion, another steel player from down by Chippewa. He listens to us a lot. Alan Ian and all the Jorgensen family. Tad Light and his wife, Darlene and the boys, Brian Jevning from where I used to work, and the Cribbage boys, and the Hun Yucks, and Greg Wheeler and the Barn boys, and Tom Kramer, and the Seawell family. That's all I got. How are you, Rudy?
Rudy, you got?
Well, I'd just like to say hi to my wife, Patty, sitting out there, and my family. They all thought it was pretty neat that I was going to be on the radio.
Sure.
They said that you're better singing, though, than you are talking. They were worried about what I was going to say. So what do you
know? I usually remind our guests it is live. So.
Yeah, right. Well, they weren't worried about that. They just said, well, you're kind of boring when you talk, you know.
Well, we don't think you're boring at all. No. Well,
no.
We're glad you're
here. You got a great voice, too. If you ever want to volunteer, we're always looking for volunteers.
at the radio station.
Right, Bob?
Yeah, yep. So. My quick story, Eddie, about in Ireland, Teresa from Turtle Lake. Her and her husband, who unfortunately had passed away about 2.5 years ago, Sheldon, but they would come out and see Trigger Happy once in a while, so I kind of knew them a little bit, and I talked to her a little bit about just some of the places that we'd see her and whatnot. But at one of our tours, we were at this beautiful church, a huge Catholic church, and we came out of there, and she goes, we're walking down the steps, and she's checking her phone, just, it's like we all do.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
And she goes, Mike, come here, I got to show you something quick. And I said, what? It was a picture, Eddie, of you and I on her phone. And she said, I didn't try to find this. I just opened the phone up. She said, when you guys were playing at the golf course in Clear Lake here about a couple years ago, you remember that?
Oh, yeah, Putz was there,
I think,
that day.
And, yeah, and Teresa and Sheldon were there. She said, I took some pictures of you guys. And it shows up now.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. But anyhow, let's get back to some music.
Get Rudy going.
Rudy,
here.
Let's get you going again.
Okay, do another original here.
You do what? Yep.
This is one. It's called This Old Ballpark, and I wrote this probably 25 or 30 years ago on the way home from Old County Stadium in Milwaukee, and before there was cell phones. You know, I didn't have a cell phone, and I driving down the road, driving home, and a line would come in. You know how it is, and you get nowhere. So I'd pull off on an exit, and I'm writing it down. And I said, well, that kind of is nice. And it took me about 7 hours, I think, to get to Baldwin. I was living in Baldwin at the time, I think. But when I got back, I had a song. So
that's good. Yeah.
It's called This Old Ballpark.
Sure.
Excuse me. This is live, isn't it? Yeah.
That's okay.
Let me start over. Yeah, I forgot the A, that's what. I
took off one weekend to go to a special place. A place that relaxes me and eases my mind. And watch fathers with their kids and the smiles that come to their faces. You know, it reminds me of simpler times. Well, I ain't talking about no expensive retreat. I can forget my troubles, it's really not that hard. Cause this place treats us all the same if you're a farmer or a PhD. And the names are simple, the park or the yard. Cause there ain't nothing like this old ballpark. Just sitting outside on a sunny day. You know your heroes will come and go, but the game is still there. Here's a catch, there's a throw. Watching full-grown men play a young boy's game. I don't come to this place seeking autographs. I really don't care if there's a fireworks show. I come for the love of the game. It's a piece of America's past. And the memories made there, they're good for the soul. It's hard to explain the passion I feel for the game. It's the freshly mowed grass and it's the stadium lights. And it's the old man who's next to me says I've been coming here since I was 8. But he's still just a kid as he watches tonight. Cause there ain't nothing like this old ballpark. Just sitting outside on a sunny day. You know your heroes will come and go, but the game is still there. Here's a catch, there's a throw. Watching full-grown men play a young boy's game. Yes, there ain't nothing like this old ballpark. Just sitting outside on a sunny day. You know your heroes will come and go, but the game is still there. Here's a catch, there's the throw. They got him. Watching full-grown man play a young boy's game. That was a heck of a throw by that right fielder. Watch a full-grown man play a young boy's game. That guy's got a cannon, man. Just watch a full-grown man play a young boy's game. Hey! Anybody seen the beer man? You better send him by.
Oh, good job, Rudy. I like that song. That's a dandy. Yeah. It's Rudy Rudis.
Once
songs.
I remembered it, yeah.
Yeah, it's
just,
right.
Just a false start. You know.
That happens.
I do that all the time live, you know, at shows.
Yeah. I like the part, too. I came here for the game, not for the fireworks and all that.
Yeah, right.
You
yeah.
know, and we went to a Packer game here a couple of years ago, and it was, you know, it Lambeau. And they had, you know, music blaring and fireworks. And I mean, it was great, but it's like, I came here to watch a football
yeah,
game.
Right.
But,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you ever get over to see the St. Paul Saints, it's quite a same deal. It's more show than
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, we went to one this summer, first time I'd been there. You know, it was fun, but yeah, yeah, it's great for kids. There's always something going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got about 5 minutes to go here. I just want to make sure, is there anything that you wanted to mention at all or something I'm overlooking here?
No, I don't know. I guess I should give a shout out to Fizz because he's kind of the reason.
Yeah.
We all know Fizz, and he's the reason. Both of my CDs, I recorded one song of his on each of my CDs.
Oh, okay.
He was kind of my mentor, I guess. I was 17 and saw him snuck into a bar and saw him in a band, and I says, watched all those guys in the corner, and I said, well, this looks like fun.
Yeah. And what you could do is some of your recordings, I'm probably stepping on your toes, Bob, but you could bring in some of those recordings, and Bob would listen to them. He'll play them.
Oh,
They're
just very simple. Just me on guitar, and then Jonathan Earl. I had him lay down some leads on a couple.
Sure.
So.
I guess we can maybe do a quick song here.
Yep. You got another quick one you could throw?
Sure.
Do that Marshall Tucker?
We could do that, I guess. Yeah, you want to try that Marshall Tucker song?
If we give it in G again. Yeah, if we can shorten it up.
Are you able to shorten it up?
I don't know. Once I get going, fade me off.
Yeah.
About the West End, started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. There's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air. Golden Dam Hills, and it's waiting for me there. Digging and sifting from 5 to 5, selling everything found just to stay alive. Gold flowed free like the whiskey in the bar. Sin it was a big thing, Lord, and Satan was starved. There's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air. Golden hills, and it's waiting for me.
Shortened version.
That's okay. That's very nice. I like that song. Yeah. Again, we're going to have to see.
Steel sounds great in there.
I taught him that part.
Yeah, did you?
He's catching on pretty quick.
He is.
If somebody wants to come see you, have you got your stuff posted at all on Facebook anything?
I do have RudyRudisil.com.
Okay.
Good.
I've got a website that there's not much on there now. It just all says private events because I don't list my nursing homes because I found out guys like you steal them. You know, they go, hey, if he's playing there, you know.
Yeah, let's go to that. I want to mention a couple things. John Turkelson, who was a guest here twice, he's got his 90th birthday party next. Yeah. Not tomorrow night, but I think it's November 3rd or something like that. Yeah. In Woodville, 6 till 9, something like that. So, but thank you, Rudy, for coming.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thanks a lot.
I
appreciate this.
And we always would say hello to Uncle Bob. We're going to have to say goodbye to Uncle Bob now,
yes.
Uncle Bob Holmes. But Bob Zonk, thank you for engineering again, and Luann for all the work she does. Eddie Schmidt, thank you for what you do with the radio station and bringing in your steel and just...
Thanks to everybody that listens.
Yes, you bet. So with that, we're going to say goodnight. So thank you all.